was coming down right here in our cumulus compound. So at least the weather guys got it right today. It's Q105. Cloudy, chance of scattered showers, and we're having them. Maybe a thunderstorm. We heard some of that rolling through, too. High near 75, 68 here at the last check here at the cumulus compound. All right, 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. All right, a couple of things. You know, I'm a blogger, which I'm really a vlogger. Today's is, this is so adorable. It's your daily dose of cuteness.
Oh.
I put this up there. Trish, if you go up there, your ovaries are just going to explode.
What'd you do?
It's a little girl who invents her own word for ice cream. So dad's talking to this little girl, real tiny, and here's a sample of the audio, but the video is so precious.
I want ice cream.
Come to no.
Say, Delta. Eat.
Eat.
Ice cream.
Come to no.
Oh, okay.
What is she saying?
Hold on. Ice.
Ice.
Cream.
Game.
Ice cream.
Come to no.
I think that's Japanese.
Maybe she just knows that it makes daddy laugh, so she just repeats it.
You think?
Sure. Ice cream.
Come to no.
Yeah. Okay, now I have to look. You did it. You did it.
It's up on my blog.
You're a booger.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out what she's saying, though.
Come to no.
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea. Anyway, the video's precious. You can text the word Denny unless you have an iPhone. 419-240-1055. Although, maybe they fixed it.
Yeah, maybe.
For whatever reason, when I use my iPhone and I text it because I'm an egomaniac and I like to go up to my blog.
Sure.
And for whatever reason on the iPhone, it doesn't come back. It doesn't, for whatever reason. It's very weird. So let me try it here while we're live on the air. But it's really cute and you'll love it. So just do it from your desktop. Okay?
Those Apple products are pretty up there. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Hey, zip it over there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They're the best.
Wait till yours blows up in your pants. Although that could be a good day for you. That could be a good day for you.
That's just because my hand's still in my pocket.
Good bullet. All right, so that's up there. And, the other audio I wanted to play. Barbara Corcoran.
Oh, boy.
Why does that make you laugh?
The Shark Tank lady. Yeah, sure.
When you see her on Shark Tank, mm-hmm. she looks all right. You know, she's all made up.
But,
boy, when you see her on Dancing with the Stars, it's like, ooh.
Kind of scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
She needs some filler. She's like a Sharpay. Anyway, and she stunk it up last night, all right? She was, let's see, the bottom three were Drew Scott, your boy. Let's see. Len called him, he's not very graceful, and Len called him a fixer-upper.
Oh, that's cute, though.
It's like a house.
And then Terrell Owens, he was second to last at 15. Apparently the height difference was kind of weird because, you know, he's a lot taller than she is.
I don't know why they paired those two up. Yeah, he really is. So she has to be in heels, and even then, I don't know.
So he got a 15, and then Barbara Corcoran comes in at 14. For whatever reason, they had her dancing to Ludacris while money was pouring down. They were making it rain on her.
Oh, boy.
14, worst score of the night. So Bruno and her were, here's what she said to Bruno, and then, you know, she kind of gave him the business. I don't have that, but I got this.
What was that? What's a shark attack salsa with you as the bait?
That was a sexual turn-on, my dear.
Was it, darling? Right on my street.
She definitely has to pay for it, doesn't she? You think?
Well,
maybe.
No, stop. No.
Oh, come
You're
on.
Mean.
No, come on.
You are That's just not, mean. No.
She's married.
Will you watch? Oh, is she?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I was watching football last night, so I'll watch it tonight.
So was I. Can you believe the Lions won?
No.
I was glad to be wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. That came out really fast.
No, you took the Lions because you thought, well, maybe it's an upset. You didn't expect them to win.
No,
nobody did.
I didn't.
Except we did.
Me and Susie, we got it wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm
whatever.
In last place. I'm just happy I got a victory.
Rob's in last place, so you're not.
Oh, yeah. Rob's behind me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm not entirely in last. Okay.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you the standings here.
Good.
We got...
Because I know my pick's blue this
Swami week. And myself are 19-4. Susie's 18-5. She's right on our butt, which she likes. Paul's right on our butts, two games back at 17-6. Trisha, you're 16-7. You're three games back. And Rob is 14-9.
Ooh, I have
Don't get
hope.
Too far behind, Rob, this early in the season, or you got to make crazy, you know, choices like I did last year. I never recovered. I was last, I think, for the entire season because, you know, whatever.
The further you get, though, Rob, the view gets better, so don't worry about
it. Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Behind, yeah.
He's bringing up your view,
right,
your rear
exactly.
view. So there you go.
If you get further away.
All right, so the top three were Jordan Fisher and Lindsey Sterling.
Oh.
Who are these people?
Wait, why do I know Lindsey Sterling?
I have no idea. They had 22 score. Vanessa Lachey, she had a 21, and she beat her husband. He had an 18.
Probably
Nick Lachey, which is awesome. And then Nikki Bella had a 20. You know who looks really good? Frankie Muniz.
Oh, yeah. Susie and I were talking.
Muniz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about whether or not he's had work done because his face is very smooth.
It's too smooth.
Oh, come
There's
on.
There's no wrinkles in sight.
He's not even 30 yet, is he?
Yeah, is he?
I don't know. That's Malcolm my point.
But I know, but even with his facial expressions, there should be some kind of
indication that he has any.
Really?
Yeah.
Like his eyes never, his eyebrows never right. go up. They don't move.
He's always surprised.
Yeah. So he's Malcolm under the knife?
I don't know. There was something Malcolm, odd about his face.
Unless Malcolm in the middle really of surgery,
or he's just very young looking. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's
right.
Just
see, I don't know,
Let
but
me
I mean,
how
yes, yeah, old he is. Google it.
I mean, he hasn't. Has he done anything since Malcolm in the Middle?
He did a couple of Disney movies, but after that, no.
Did he?
Really.
All right, so he's born in 85, so we got to do that.
Oh, he is young.
My car is old.
He's 33, okay. 2.
That's pretty young, though.
34.
34. And he's short, so.
Oh, no,
what
do
you got against short guys?
32. He's 32.
Nothing, but short kind of makes you look younger, even.
Does it really?
I feel like it
does.
Yeah,
but even when you make facial expressions, you should have some wrinkling or a line.
Yeah, 5-year-old has... Would have some indication.
No, give another 8-10 years.
Lines,
you guys are rough, man.
Hey, you were the one that said what's her name has to pay
bad.
For.
Well, that's true.
So really, no judging.
No,
not
no.
that we're judging.
Not
we're not
all.
Judging.
No.
We're not judging Miss Judgerson.
Well, she'll be gone.
We're just stating facts.
You know, and then she'll make somebody a nice pet as a Sharpay when she leaves the show.
No, that's
get off my leg, Barbara. You're done.
Come on.
I am so sorry about the stupid cold.
Who are you apologizing to, the listeners or the people right across the board
yeah.
from you?
Well, you guys, I'm hitting you with my germs. Good luck to you. But
yeah.
I'm talking about the listeners.
Thanks for that.
All of a sudden, I get laughing. I'm hacking up a lung.
All right. Katie.
Who is it?
Katie.
All right. Katie, you're on the queue. What do you got, darling?
Well, I was going to tell you that Lindsey Sterling is the dancing violinist that makes all those YouTube videos.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't seem fair. Is she any good at dancing?
Already? Well, she dances with a violin.
Okay, but yeah, but is she any good? I've never seen her, so I don't.
Yeah, she's really good. She was on America's Got Talent, and then she's paired up with the Pentatonics as well.
Oh, see, that's not fair. I feel like she's got an in.
Well, she knows music, so she can access the people.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
True.
You know, the ones that have an unfair advantage, I think, are like some of the Olympic athletes, like the skaters, the gymnasts, and then former boy band people, usually.
Nick Lachey. I mean,
well, there was that figure skater that was on the last a few years ago.
They always win.
Kerrigan, was it?
Yeah.
No, she didn't win because she's old and she's got giant nostrils.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyways. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
You
bye-bye.
We're picking on us about Frankie, and then you say that.
Oh, my goodness.
I like it.
We got to give her a little.
Hacky McHackerson.
We got to give her a little room. She got a club to the knee, didn't she?
Okay,
wasn't she the one?
Yeah.
She deserved it.
Oh,
you think
my
so?
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
This is
no,
cute.
Tonya Harding was a white trash one. She
I was in the Tonya Harding camp.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Team Tonya.
I was in a rough place back then.
I was going to say.
I was.
Well, because the place you're in now is so smooth.
Because I'm kind of grown.